on with us this morning, North Bay Business Journal's big editor. He's the grand poobah. He's the guy that runs the whole show. Good morning, Brad Bollinger.
Good morning, Pat and Larry. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, if there is such a thing. I am very interested in this story that you have in the North Bay Business Journal about a Marin CPA. Now, normally CPAs don't really blow my dress up, but...
Right.
And it's not very often that you hear about one who works for entertainers. You know, these are the guys they end up taking to court and suing because, you know, somehow right. they got conned out of all their money. Not this guy.
Right.
He is, his name is Tim Jorstad. Tell us about him.
Yeah, you know, it's a really fun story. He was the, I think his first name is Tom, but it doesn't matter. He was the advisor to, like, Santana, Grateful Dead, Jerry Garcia. Started out, you know, with a firm that he got involved with that was doing Journey, and it just took it from there. And if you ever talk to people who are in financing for entertainers, some of them are good with money, but most of them are not. And so you need a trusted advisor to help you through that process.
Well, one of the things that he did that I think made such a difference in all of those bands' lives was that he taught them how to make money through their art. Not just
right.
their music, but their art. I mean, think of the Grateful Dead and what money they've made on merchandising. Wow.
Exactly. And it brands them in a way that no one else is branded. So, and that's really what you know, talent will get you so far, and then you have to have something else. So that's a really fun story on our website and, of course, in our print version as well.
A big wine deal going down. Constellation Brands, the third largest U.S. wine producer, gobbling up Schrader up in Napa.
Yeah, you know, I mean, this is just part of a trend that's been with us for a while and will continue to be with us. There's only so much Napa Cabernet left, right? So, and you're not going to be getting a lot of new vineyards and new wineries of this size in this area. So it makes them ripe for acquisition as the large players try to fill in a spot in their portfolio. So I just think you're going to see more of it as, you know, a generation that came up here, started wineries, is now passing on to the next. So,
wow.
Yep, just think you're going to see more of it.
Yep, it's often the case, more and more. What about the LBC, a facelift for the Luther Burbank Center, you say?
Yeah, this is a great story. The Luther Burbank Center, you know, is kind of the Santa Rosa's main art venue. And a few years back, they did a major renovation of the main performance hall and the lobby, which they kind of transformed that into, you know, originally it was, as everyone knows, a church. So
yep.
there were things like piano barns and low ceilings and even a baptismal font that remained in the back as, you know, as kind of legacy things. They got to remove all that, make it a real stage with real, you know, the kind of height they needed. And then, of course, redid all the seats and even added the famous sippy cups, you know, which everybody likes. Well, that was the inside, and now they're going to transform the outside, which I think you would agree is kind of dated.
Yeah, I think that would be overdue. Yeah.
Kind of a nice, And they're going to, believe it or not, it does not have elevators, and so they'll install elevators, and that's part of the artistic appeal.
And who pays for this, Brad?
They raised money in the community, mostly, and then of course, the center is you know doing very well on its own. So, but they did raise most of it, $4.7 million from donors.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
Well, it's a great bunch of stories going on this month, and the stories about the CPA for all of the great bands,
yeah.
especially Bay Area bands, is one that really stuck out to me and just said, okay, this is why stories like this are why I read the North Bay Business Journal.
Yeah, thank you. Well, we'll stay inside today. And
oh, yeah.
Air conditioning.
Not to worry. We're going to all go find a snowman to hug. That's what we're going to do around here.
Okay.
Brad, great to talk to you, and
thanks
we'll talk to you next Monday morning.
All right, bye-bye.
That's Brad Bollinger from the North Bay Business Journal.